Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Baba Batra Daf Pei Bet Amud Aleph, taking a look at the analysis of the Mishnah, Mishnah Dalet that we first encountered previously, that dealt with buying two or three trees in another's property. And we said that if you buy two trees, according to Chachamim, you do not get land. And another piece is Igdilu Lo Yishafeh, which means that if the trees grew, then the owner cannot trim them if they're bothering his land. Now, it then said that anything that grows from the geza belongs to the tree owner, anything that belongs to the roots, comes from the roots, belongs to the landowner. Now, hechidami mina geza, hechidami mina shorashin. What is considered, how do we determine if somebody's growing from a branch or from roots? After all, they're all growing out of the near the bottom. So, Yochanan, he gives a rule. Kol shoro epnei chamaza o mina geza. Anything that sees the sun, meaning anything that's above ground, that's called min hageza. But if it's underground, it can't be seen, then that's called growth from the roots. But now we have a problem. What happens if it grows from the geza, so it belongs to the tree owner, but let's say that some land comes and then covers it up after these little sprouts come out, and then the tree owner says, you see, I have three little trees there, three little saplings, because that's what it looks like on the outside. And then now he's going to claim land. So Rav Nachman says, you're right that that's considered the tree owner's, but he has to cut it. In other words, he can keep it, but he has to cut it immediately so that this doesn't happen. Rav Nachman said the same thing. Rav Nachman Nikitinan, he said, we have a rule, the dekel in lo geza. And the question is what that means. Literal translation is that a date tree does not have a geza, this low root, this low branch, or the bottom of the root, the bottom of the trunk. So Rav Zvid Lememar, in lo geza leval dekel. So Rav Zvid thought that that meant that the owner of the tree does not have a claim on the geza. Right? Why? The came into the michpar the sharishkai asuchi masachdate. Since, after all, if the tree would wither, he wouldn't be able to replant, therefore he gives up on that. Now, Mazgar Papa, but think about this. If you buy two trees, you don't get rights to the land. Therefore, if they wither, you can't replant. Nonetheless, the rule in the Mishnah is that when something grows out of the geza is yours. So clearly, when you have a tree that you only have that tree and not the rights to the land or tree planting, nonetheless, you think about what comes out of the tree as being yours, even from the geza. Amar Papa, what does it mean? Ein lo geza lebal dekel. What did Rav Nachman mean when he said ein lo geza? He meant only a date tree. Why lefisha ein motzi geza? Because it doesn't put anything out there. In other words, anything that grows out is coming from somewhere else, from the shorashim, and not from the geza. Now, the Rav Zvid kashmat nitin. So Rav Zvid, who interpreted Rav Nachman differently and said all tree owners give up on their geza. So what do you do with the Mishnah that says the growth is there? He says the zomin lachamishnin. Our Mishnah could be a case where you sold the tree for X amount of years, which means that you gave the rights that if the tree withered, he could replant. Therefore, in such a unique case, the owner of the tree would have in mind also the other growth, because he knows that he has rights to replant, even though he doesn't have land. Okay, the second half of the Mishnah said, Kanash Losha Kanakarka. If you buy three trees, you do get land. Now the question is, Kama, how much land do you get? You get the land underneath them, and you get the land between them, assuming that the three are grouped together. V'chutzalahan, and the land that's around them, how much? Kumlo ora v'salo. Around it, the amount that it takes for a harvester to stand to do his harvest, and his basket. So imagine three trees that are near each other, the land underneath them for replanting, the land between them, and around the entire clump, for a harvester to stand with his basket. And Amatki for Rabbi Lazar challenged this ruling and said, "Hashtad derech ein lo." Rabbi Lazar claimed, after all, if you buy three trees, you do not have a path through the field to get to those three trees. Or Rabbi Salah Yeshlo, so now you're going to have room around the trees. You don't get a path to the trees. How do you get room around the trees, land around the trees? Now, why derech ein lo? Why doesn't he get a path to the trees? Darach ritihi, because it's other land. It's not his land. So Rabbi Salah Yeshlo. So now, Amar Rav Zeira Medivar Rabbeinu Namad, from Rabbi Lazar's ruling, we can infer, Shloshahu de'ein lo derech, it's only when you bought three, when you don't have a derech. Hashnaim Yeshlo, Oddly enough, if you buy two trees, you do get a path to the trees. Because then the tree owner says to the landowner, my trees are in your land, and I need access. So it sounds from Rabbi Lazar's ruling that you don't get a path when you get three trees, that he does not accept the ruling of his Rabbi Shmuel. Because Shmuel said, we dealt with this all through the fourth parak, that Rabbi Kiva said that when you sell generously. So therefore you would think that when the fellow sold the trees in the field, he sold generously and allowed a path there. And therefore, Rolaz's argument that says you don't have a path to argue that therefore you shouldn't get the area around it is based on the idea that in halacha Rabbi Kiva. So Marley, when we talk about it in Rabbi Kiva, and so the argument was that indeed our Mishnah cannot be Rabbi Akiva. Right? So therefore, it's not that he holds differently. It's just in explaining our Mishnah, he says that indeed our Mishnah can't be like Rabbi Akiva. Why am I nektani higdili yishafeh? We said in the Mishnah that if you have three trees and they grow, the landowner can trim them so they don't bother his field. But if you hold that Rabbi Akiva is agreeing with our Mishnah, why would the landowner have the right to cut it? After all, mar mocher b'ayin yafa mocher. We think that Rabbi Kiva says, when I sell the trees, I'm selling them generously, so that if they grow over there, I won't interfere with them. So Amarle Emor Dor Makiva, no, when did Rabbi Kiva say Mocher Bayin Yafa Mocher? And this we had already once or twice earlier as a distinction within Rabbi Kiva. Gabi Borva Dutal Machach Shiara, that's only when you sell a cistern that doesn't affect the land. Gabi Elon Mishamat Leisens, when does Rabbi Kiva say that when I sell you a tree, I give up all rights, because even though the tree may be affecting my land with its roots or with its growth, nonetheless, I've sold all that to you. Milo modi Rabbi Kiva. Doesn't Rabbi Kiva agree with the Mishnah that says, Bilano telatoch zdechaverof, my tree leans into your field, kotzeitz malom ardemi algabe machrisha, that I can trim anything that's above the saddle so the rider can come through with the plow? And as you're interfering with me, I have the rights to do that. So you see that Rabbi Kiva would not claim that in our Mishnah, that I don't have the right to trim your tree, that I sold you the three trees, that I don't have the right to, of course I have the right to trim the tree. And therefore, Bekiva could be an author in our Mishnah. And therefore, it seems that Rabbi Lazar really is not accepting the ruling of Shmuel as Rabbi, and says that indeed Rabbi Akiva, and the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva, and therefore you don't get a derech. Okay, now, Tanya Kavatei Rav Chiya Bar Abba, we have a braita that supports our ruling of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba reported it. Hareza kana tachten v'nein v'chutzalan kimlo o rabba salo. Exactly his wording. Now, one final piece. Amar le Abai le Rav Yosef. So Abai asked Rav Yosef, otan o rabba salo mizoran. Who gets to plant that area that's around the trees that we said is granted to the tree owner? The guy bought three trees. He's got the land right around the trees. Who plants it? Obviously, not going to plant it during harvest season. What about in the off season? Who owns the land? So he said we have a Mishnah that says, Achitzon Zoret HaDerech. This is talking about a case where a fellow buys a garden inside another fellow's property. The only way to get to the inner garden is through the outer garden. So he gets a path. But the outside guy owns the land so he can plant that path. Plant on that path. So that would mean that the landowner gets to plant around the trees. So Marle Midami. Abai said that it's not similar. Hatam late lepseda lokeach. There, the inner garden guy doesn't have any loss as a result of the outside guy planting on the path. He just walks through and gets to his garden. Hachit lepseda lokeach. But here, the guy who bought the trees has a pseda, has a loss. He says, my perot are getting dirty from your stuff that you've planted around here. So halodamil seifa. It's more similar to the seifa of that Mishnah that says, v'zevaze inan rishayin lezorah. In a case where the path to the inner garden is circuitous, neither one of them can plant it. And therefore, we have the same thing here, where the inside guy, the guy who bought the trees, certainly can't plant it because it's not his land. But the outside guy can't plant it because it's going to interfere with the use of the guy who bought the trees, and therefore neither one of them can plant. Tanya Kavateda Bayan, Abaya's challenge and later analogy that we just saw is supported by a braita. Hareza kana tachteinu v'neinu v'chutzalem himo orav esalo. V'zevezein amnashrein lezorah. And neither one of them is allowed to plant in that area. Okay, we'll pause at this point and take a look at the next piece, which is, how much land is allowed there, is there allowed to be between the trees for him to get land, as there can't be three trees that are spread throughout the field. What's the proximity needed? And from there, we'll take it to the Mishnah and Daf Pei Gimel Amud Bet. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.